Colonel Gillum is my guest this morning. Colonel Denny Gillum. He is retired after graduating from West Point. He served 22 years in the Army, first as an airborne ranger with two combat tours, for which he was awarded two Purple Hearts and seven awards for valor. Colonel Gillum also served as a Mideast war planner while serving as U.S. Readiness Command. Hey, good morning, Colonel.
Awesome. It's a lovely day.
It is a lovely day. You're in Michigan, and you're not getting covered in snow. That's a good thing.
That's right. I am delighted not to be covered in snow. Normally, we would be, so this is almost like being in Florida.
The U.S. military plans to maintain a presence of thousands of U.S. forces in Afghanistan for decades. That's what you say, that we're going to be there beyond 2017. Why does it look like the troops are going to be staying there longer than expected?
That's a really good question. We were doing very well in the Mideast. Indeed, we have effectively won in Iraq, and we're doing well, not great, but well in Afghanistan, and then we pulled out. We declared the war was over. It wasn't. The enemy gets a vote in that, too, and we just abandoned everybody. We kept a couple of advisors, and now all of a sudden the war, the bad guys didn't stop fighting. They didn't read the president's dictate. So now we've suddenly realized that we've trashed everything of over a decade of war. So I have no idea. I have no idea what the strategy is. We're going to have some people there, but not enough to kick butt and take names. And they're going to be there for a while. So they're going to be at risk. We're going to be taking casualties with no chance of winning. I do not understand.
Who makes the call when it comes to duration of deployment like that?
President.
Mm-hmm. Will the job ever be done in Afghanistan?
That's a very hard question to answer. The British tried it, failed in the 1800s. The Russians tried it in the 1900s, didn't make it. We did very well right after 9/11. We put some special forces in there. They worked with the Afghans who didn't like Al-Qaeda. They actually won. Then we pulled out and abandoned them before they could consolidate, and Al-Qaeda came back and kicked their butts. But we won by supporting the people who wanted to rule their own country, not be ruled by radical Islamists. So we actually have a very good record. We won in less than a year. Or we supported the people who won, let's put it that way. Can we do that again? I don't know.
Here's the big question. Will ISIS ever be banished, in your opinion?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, will ISIS ever be banished, in your opinion?
Not unless we decide to take them out. We're not fighting them. We're just saying bad names at them and flying a couple of sorties a day and having a couple of advisors over there. We are not trying to take them out. Could we? Yes. It would take a major effort on our part. We'd have to actually declare war and go kill everybody in the who wants to support them. Could we ever take them all out? No, you can't take all of anybody out. But we could make it so dangerous to be involved with them that few, if any, people would be involved in it. But in the meanwhile, we better think about what we're going to do with the ones that are here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. To learn more about Colonel Gillum, just visit frontlinesoffreedom.com.